Hey, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX and WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Is the wife up and going yet? Is she ready?
Yep. She's up doing her thing, getting ready for work. But she's going to be working from home tomorrow, so this is like her last day of school.
You know? I'm so excited for you and what you're going to learn the next couple of weeks. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
How about you? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. You know, just there's a lot of you're just trying to keep some normalcy in the schedule, which I know is hard for a lot of people. And we've talked about it. I'm fortunate enough to still be able to come into work. You know, obviously, to making the morning show work, someone's got to be in here. And so we're doing it this way. You've been now in the basement for 2.5 weeks doing the show, which is It's kind of crazy. It doesn't feel like it's been 2.5 weeks, you know? But yeah, besides that, you know, things are good. Just catching up with the family, making sure everyone's staying healthy and safe and everything. You know, we did the other day, all the grandkids on my dad's side, we did a Zoom call with my grandma. So my one cousin, Kaylee, helped my grandma set it up, who is, what is she, 80? Is she 83 now?
I didn't know you could do Zoom from a jitterbug.
It's amazing. So we got her set up, but it was cool, you know, and kind of doing those things to adapt so you can see everyone, because right now it's pretty much, you know, lockdown and everything like that. But besides that,
question for you.
Yeah.
How long has Zoom been around? I haven't heard anything about Zoom until the quarantine thing happened, and then all of a sudden everybody's doing Zoom.
I honestly don't have an answer for you, but maybe Chris Harry can Google when Zoom. Hey, Chris, if you're listening, Google it for us. Our own personal Google machine right there. Yeah. But, dude, it's exploded. Talk about coming around or being in the right place at the right time. Because, yeah, Kiki's on that pretty much every day for business stuff.
It's legit. The wife got on it the other day. It was one of her friend's birthdays, and they had like a Zoom birthday party for the person. There's probably like 10, 12 people on it.
Yeah.
And I liked it how it, like, when somebody talked, it would flash to that person's.
Yeah.
Webcam, and it kind of went back and forth through everybody in the group. It's pretty neat, man. I was pretty impressed with it, really.
With the call with Graham, I think at one point we had like 20 of us on there total. So, you know, we just kind of bipping around and what happened? Oh my God. But she handled it great. You know, we had to adjust the camera a little bit. Chris Harry did message. Zoom was founded in 2011. Thank you, Chris.
For a while.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, man. So yeah, for a while, but boy, they're really taking advantage of it now, and we're going to see that because, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of businesses that are going to adjust, and this may be a thing. You know, this may be a thing for quite some time, so we'll see. Anyway, I digress. Let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie? By the way, real quick, Katie did want me to make sure that everyone knew that right now they are only doing drive-up services. So they'll come out and take care of you, but going into the store is not happening. But they are still there to serve you. You can call them, find them on Facebook, and Smith Indoor Garden Center is still there to take care of you. So just keep that in mind. Let's see here.
Florida.
Is this in Florida? I'm going to find
Florida?
Out. No, this is in Canada. Canada, A. C-A. And this one, totally off, kind of off subject, but I will never forget, just like how to spell aardvark, I learned that from Arthur, A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K. That was during the Spelling Bee episode. But Bobby's World, remember that great show? Love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's World, there was an episode, and one of the jokes was, hey, do you know how to spell Canada? C-A-N-A-D-A. Get it?
Nice.
Classic show. Anyway, this is in Canada. Apparently, cocaine dealer is considered non-essential, even if basically every cocaine user in the world disagrees with that. Police in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, started following a 29-year-old guy for aggressive driving on Friday night, and they watched as he made a bunch of stops to sell drugs. They eventually pulled him over and found a bunch of cocaine and cash in his car, so he was charged with drug trafficking. And since coke dealing is a non-essential business in Ontario during the pandemic, he also got a ticket that carries a $750 fine.
But, sir, this is essential for some.
I can see. I mean, like, what are you going to plead to that? Like, look, man, People need their fix. They're stuck indoors.
You know, here's another thing, too. I don't think cocaine's a drug of choice for quarantine either. You're already cooped up in a small room. Yeah. What are you going to pace around that thing 900 times? You know, stick with the weed if you're going to do anything, you know?
No, I don't know. Sometimes some of the best things are being locked in a hotel room doing a bunch of cocaine.
God. Been in this bathroom for 8 hours.
We're never leaving this room.
It's always a dingy hotel. Just like, you know, a $40 a night hotel. It's just, come on, guys.
Terrible. Is there still residue from the last tenants that were in there doing cocaine?
Right. And there's always like 900 dudes and like two chicks. Sucks. It never ends well.
No, cocaine parties are never fun parties.
The next day, you're never like, yeah, we should do that again. Yeah. That was a good time.
Yeah, they always start off super, super positive, and then it just derails so quickly.
It's just got a bunch of strung out people at the end of it. Dude, it's not a fun time to me.
Strung out, paranoid people, and then when the dealer comes, the girls leave with the dealer.
Right. Always.
Or so I've heard. So I've read about in Charlie Sheen's memoir. That's all.
And it's just a bunch of strung out dudes in a room fighting.
Just fighting.
About stupid things.
And then getting along and then solving all of the world's problems. Oh, my God.
I love you, man.
It's not essential, apparently. There you go. That's your WTF.
Rock 107 WIRX. Prank call of the week.
Hello!
Brought to you by Extreme Wireless on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles.
Hello. This is Grace. How may I help you?
Hey, Grace. My name is Brock, and I'm actually here with my partner, my new business partner, and we're looking for a copier. Do you guys have copy machines there?
We do.
Here's kind of the setup that we need. We need something that's sturdy.
It's got like the flip top.
Yeah.
You know, and you can put paper on it and put the top down. One of those bigger photocopiers is what we're looking for.
And you have those in stock, right?
We do. We have copiers like that.
Okay. Would you happen to maybe off the top of your head know how much weight one of those copiers could support?
Maybe like a ream of paper.
So if let's say for some reason someone were to sit on one of your larger copiers, would that be able to hold the weight of a human?
Would it break?
I don't know about that.
All right, Grace, you know, full transparency, I'm going to be honest with you. Me and my partner here are looking to start a business where we photocopy people's private parts, and then we sell the photocopies. Believe it or not, there's a high demand for pressed breasts and male genitalia. Butts is a real big one, so we need a copier that can support the weight of a human. Did I lose you, Grace?
Are you serious?
Do you have anything like that? Preferably not a glass top. We need something a little bit stronger. We do have heavier people that come in.
Obviously, our plus size models will need to be able to get up on the copier, and we can't risk breaking it because this is a startup, and you know, we really need something that can handle the weight.
I don't. You know, our copy machines aren't made for people or private parts.
Is there any way? Is there any way you could maybe go sit on one and see if it will hold the weight right now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
How big of a broad are you? Are you a heavy broad? Are you?
What? Are you kidding me? Wow. Are you serious?
We know these things are quite expensive.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that we get the right one. So if you could, I don't know if you're busy at the moment.
If it's allowed, we don't want you to get in trouble.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not allowed.
Okay.
I can't do that.
So best guess, like what's, like if we were to get maybe like your largest model there, would it be able to support the weight of a human weighing around 225.
That I wouldn't know. We don't have people sitting on our copy machine.
Here's another question, because we really need this soon. We're really trying to get this business going. We're looking for a high-resolution one as well. Is there any way...
Like a 4K?
That you could maybe send us a sample so we know... We're not looking black and white. We don't need the black and white. We need color, full 4K resolution.
I mean, black and white is good. There are some consumers that do like the old-fashioned look.
Yeah.
We can send you pictures. We can send you a sample. You have an email address. We can send you a sample picture.
Now again, we need like an actual human body part photocopy because we got to know how this looks.
Yeah.
I mean, Grace, I'm going to be honest.
We don't have pictures like that here.
You got kind of a cute voice. Have you ever thought about doing any photocopy modeling?
Yeah.
No.
If you're looking to make a little extra cash, it's a very lucrative business. And honestly, just judging by your voice, I got a feeling you would be a hit with our clientele.
We do pay 10%, so.
10% per 100 copies.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
I tell you what, we're going to stop by a little bit later on, and if it's okay with you, we do actually have a test dummy that we put on copiers to kind of get a feel of how it's going to look. We'll bring it by, and we'll take some photocopies. Sound good?
I can't advise you. I can't give you permission to do that.
It's okay. We'll figure it out when we get there. And don't worry, the dummy will be clothed for the most part until we have to actually make the photocopies.
I wouldn't suggest that you do that.
All right. Thanks, Grace. We'll see you later.
That was your prank call of the week. Brought to you by Extreme Wireless, your Boost Mobile dealer on M139 in Benton Harbor and on 11th Street in Niles. Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning, 8:39. Brock Hunter.
Rock. Is that a little off there?
Blew it. God, you suck. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we get to some fun, exciting news today. Mostly cloudy, high of 50. Not a bad day tonight. Partly cloudy, low of 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 57. Friday, partly sunny, high of 62. We could see it up into the 70s by early part next week. So,
but speaking of today. Partly cloudy.
Yeah.
It's a good segue here, Brock. Take it over.
Oh, yes. They nailed it, buddy. I was like, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, partly cloudy. Well, it's April 1st, and you guys may say, well, Brock, what's the big deal? Well, it is the start of the fourth month of the 20s. So it's 420, and it's 420 all month long, and at one point, it's going to be 420 on 420.
In 1920, it was the roaring 20s?
Yeah.
What's the 20s? Is it the
token 20s?
The token 20s. Nice. There you go.
There you go. Yes. Anyway, we are celebrating here because all month long, we are going to help you get your 420 on with Pot 107, WHIRX.
And if you're still confused, it's because it's 420.
Yes.
All month long.
It's the fourth month of the 20th. I know everyone's like, wait, what?
Like 20 days early, man.
Wait, man, I don't understand, man. So what we're going to do is have really special 420 Pot 107 WHIRX programming each weekend starting on Friday, all weekend long. Make sure you tune in because it's just going to be great. We're going to celebrate with Pot 107 WHIRX. Obviously, want to say a huge thank you to our amazing sponsors making our Pot 107 WHIRX month possible. Medleaf Provisioning Center and Mr. Fun Guy. Can you feel better? Yes, you cannabis. Smith Indoor Garden, your best buds in the business. Green Iguana Hydroponics, located in Cassopolis. And Wattage House, Michigan, in Stevensville. All great places. They want to help us celebrate this very, very special month that only comes around once every 100 years.
Dave? Dave's not here.
I love it.
Dave?
Find out more, WIRX.com. And more importantly, just tune in each weekend for the special 420 programming.
What is that, a toothpick, man?
I can quote it all day long.
All day long. All right. Your comedian for today is Mark Pitta.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Danger zone. Danger zone. Quarantine. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 8:49, Brock Hunter.
What's happening?
Don't forget, coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour, Wayland is going to be calling in. I actually got to get a hold of the guys because we're going to try something new, and I'm excited to chat with the band and see what's going on. They got some fun stuff going on, so I'll give you more details on that in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Obviously, home, car, life. He's got camper, ATV, boat, business insurance. If you're a contractor right now, you know, there's a lot of uncertainties going on, but don't worry. Chris is going to make sure you're covered. He's still answering emails. He's still working. There's no in-office visits, but he is more than happy to talk to you on the phone, email you, get you quotes, get you make sure that you get covered right now, even with everything going on. So go see him. Chris.
C-H-R-I-S. That's the way we spell Chris.
You nailed it, buddy. You absolutely.
Never made it. Never made the team. The
it was never good enough. You just didn't look good enough in the skirt. That's all.
You're right. These bird legs would look fantastic.
That's true. Oh, my God. Your legs are so skinny. Oh. Yeah.
Look at those legs.
Let's do. I just scrolled past a couple that'll be great for the month of 420. I think I can make them all.
You need to prepare for this because I have nobody to bounce off of now. I just got to talk to myself while you look.
We'll just fill the void with
this box.
Let's do. No, I can't do that one. No, I can't do that one.
Caught another fish yesterday.
You just fill some time. Have we done plumping?
Plumping. Like a beautiful plumper?
Plumping.
It's, is it doing it with a hot chick or a plumper? doing it with the plumper. There you go.
You got it, buddy. Yeah. It's the sole goal of hooking up with a thick person, a plumper. Someone who's thick, is real thick, front to back. Example, this quarantine is really cutting into my plumping. I can't wait till the bars till the bars open back up so I can go plumping.
You know those like ads on the side of your internet where it says like a MILF within 20 miles.
Yeah, hook up with hot MILFs in your area. Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there was one the other day. It came up as beautiful plumper within 20 miles. I'm like, what? What? Beautiful plumper.
After 4 weeks in quarantine, a plumper doesn't sound too bad.
Why? I love that word. Plumper.
Yeah, and just so if anybody's, it's not an insult, you know. If you're a hot plumper, I'm gonna get you.
It's so descriptive. I know there's so many things that evolve around plump.
So if I wasn't married after this quarantine, I would go plumping. I got a feeling it'd be pretty easy. Pretty easy.
Well,
to
after
score.
This quarantine and everybody eating so much food in their house, it's just gonna be a society plumpers. Of plumping.
Just a bunch of plumpers out there. Just banging it out. Bunch of plumpers going at it, man.
Oh, God. It's
what's
noisy.
What's that sound like? Two whales running into each other?
That's what it sounds like.
That's your dumb vocabulary.
Hey, Alexa.